It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam.
Here we are.
Here we are. It is time for the Swap Meet here on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. This, of course, our Wednesday night feature, where if you got some collectibles, some memorabilia, some things you may say to yourself, I know this is worth something. Now's the time to call, and Greg will tell you if it's true. It's probably not.
But you might win a pizza.
You might win a pizza. That's the new wrinkle. I've got a Lou Malnati's pizza to give away tonight for the best brag. And we've had some really good brags.
Yeah.
We had the Vanilla Ice t-shirt that was signed, Word to Your Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Classic. Classic ice.
Yep.
That's one. We had the cufflinks from Dan Rostenkowski.
Yep.
So good. So good.
Yeah, that was fun. And Stephen Gary video. Yeah.
Stephen Gary video.
And what was the first one? The Jody Davis pin?
Oh, yeah,
what
was that? We had a Jody Davis. Was it a pin or what? Well, yeah. Something. Anything Jody Davis is going to win in my book.
Right.
Greg Flam, of course, can be found on Facebook and Twitter at DuPage Picker. And he is in studio every Wednesday. Good to see you, bud.
Good to be here.
All right. So thanks for coming down.
It's not a problem. Can we dedicate the show off the bat to all the people who have been planning for their garage sales and just have everything set up in their garage waiting to lift the door on the 70-degree day? So, keep the faith. It's coming. And I'll be there.
Someday in June, it's coming. Right? That's when the garage sale season.
And hopefully it will last into January. There'll be a 70-degree day in January.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
All right. So, of course, this week we were hoping there'd be more garage sales, but the weather's just been putrid. Yeah. But the of course, we heard the news that Carson's and other department stores are going under. So maybe we'll see a run a little bit on some Carson stuff. I don't know what Carson had a brand, did they?
I'm sure they did.
Yeah. So, but,
yeah.
And, okay, just stories of buying stuff from Carson's.
It's called retail arbitrage is what's going on there. Everyone buying low, selling high. So we'll see what they put on clearance, and we'll see what Toys R Us. I think, it's got to get a little bit lower for me to get into Toys R Us, I think.
Yeah.
Still a little.
I love how the nostalgia of Toys R Us, and don't get me wrong, I think it's great, the nostalgia of it. But then I'm also like, the last time I was in a Toys R Us, I'm like,
When was the last time?
Right?
Yep.
And the one thing I will say, though, when we had our son who's 10 years ago, Babies R Us, that place was a go-to. I didn't realize that was part of the bankruptcy as well. There will not be, there's no more Babies R Us.
Yep.
That was a good place. You can get like some real used cribs. In the back.
Right.
You go in the back carpeted
way
area
back,
at the Babies R Us. You get the used cribs.
Yep.
Real nice.
Yep.
All right. 312-981-7200. What do you want to brag about? But let's start. What do you want to brag about? What'd you bring, Greg?
Well, in honor of Record Store Day this weekend, I brought some records. And nothing crazy. But this Herb Alpert, this is kind of an iconic record.
No big
it's
deal.
Not worth
Guest
a lot.
On
but
the download.
Yeah.
He came on, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Herb Albert, but this recently, like a week ago, they showed the model, what she's currently, she's still living great. And they had her on Facebook, one of the.
This is where she's in the whipped cream and
other delights. Yeah, it's the whipped cream, Herb Albert. I guess this is called Whipped Cream and Other Delights, but it's a very iconic album cover.
Huh.
So anyway, probably $12.
$12?
$12.15 maybe for that in good shape. This one's a little bit more. This is about a $35 record, and it's the Sounds of Sebring 1958, and it's actually like a rebroadcast of a race. And what makes this album and the album cover worth more is it's got Ferrari all over the signage there.
Yeah.
That alone, makes the record more
worth it.
Yeah, because the content or the audio content is nothing to brag about.
I was just talking to my mom, and she said that she sent all of her LPs, all her records, by FedEx to my brother in California.
Oh,
because my brother is an audiophile type, and he's going to put it on the. He says they play great, and I'm like, wait a second. I feel like after this segment, I need to get in there first.
Yeah,
see what's possible to get up on the eBay. Before you give it to the little brother out in California so he can just spin an old white album for fun.
Right?
Come on.
Yeah, you should have got in there first.
Should have. What else you got?
Let's see, some old Commodore 64 and Atari computer software. And believe it or not, people are still looking for it. Obviously, it's not made anymore. Probably about $10 a piece. I got your Paperboy, your Dig Dug. But I came across a whole stack of it at an estate sale in perfect condition. And so that's pretty cool. And then the dud, or what turned out to be the dud of the week, is the O.J. Simpson comic book. And, you know, you come across something like this and you're thinking, oh, man, this has got to be $15, $20
There he is in the Buffalo Bills carrying the ball. Is it just like a sports legends comic book about him being a running back?
Right, a novelty comic book. And, you know, turns out it's only worth like $3. So that was kind of disappointing. I didn't pay, I didn't pay that much for it anyway. But anyway, so, yeah, that's that. But I'd like to hear what the people have.
All right, let's see. Let's start with Jim, and then we'll take our first break. Jim, what do you want to brag about?
I got old Beatle memorabilia. I got individual colored pictures, and then I got the group picture, and I also got little tiny pins, and I got a one-by-one little, it's a leather case, and you open it up, and it's all little tiny black and white pictures. I think that would be worth something.
Wow. Yeah, I'd have to, if you could text in a picture. But if they're like trading card size, are the pictures, is that what you're talking about?
No, the picture, I've got trading cards, black and white and color. Grandma threw 3 feet of them away.
Oh, Grandma!
And
the black and white ones, honestly, they're not worth that much. You're probably looking at $2-$3 a piece.
But these are colored. They're 5x10s.
Okay, right.
And from what I heard, they're rare. You can get the repos, but these are the original.
Originals.
Sure. Yeah, the larger ones, I don't have experience with those, but I'm just letting people know what the trading card says.
I'm excited. I want to know, what's your favorite Beatles song? What's a guy who's doing all this collectibles? Mm-hmm. What Beatles era are you repping?
I'll hit anything. You take the start. The pop. Just such loving songs. You go to Let It Be. Listen to them. Fight at each other. Go to the rooftop. I can remember back in the 80s, 90s. I used to drink a 6-pack of beer, watch the movie, drive my motorcycle out to Campden Hill.
All right.
Sit up in the forest reserve with another 6-pack, and I won't tell you what else.
Right, come together, right?
Yeah.
In the background, yeah.
No, that's a great story.
Nice.
When I was a kid, I was all about the Red Greatest Hits album, but now I have to listen like everything after Rubber Soul, after that. I can't even listen to the early stuff now. Listen to it so much as a kid.
I just got an image of Jim up on the mountaintop on
right.
the motorcycle.
Six pack.
And that fur coat that John Lennon wears and then
the fringe.
On the rooftop.
Yep.
All right.
Nice.
312-981-7200. You got to call in now. People are lining up. We also got texts as well. DuPage Picker at DuPage Picker's Greg Flam on Facebook and Twitter. We'll take our first break. We'll come back. Swap Meet. Stay with us. Download 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman here with Greg Flam at DuPage Picker. It's a swap meet, 312-981-7200. What do you want to brag about tonight? Best brag gets a pizza? I'm very excited about this new wrinkle to the swap meet. I feel like it's just the energy. It's just up.
Right, and it is open to anyone. You don't have to have like a $5,000 item, as you see.
Right. And it can be interpretive as well. 224 texts in saying, I have my 6th grade pre-algebra test from 20 years ago. A+.
Need a little more backstory on that.
I don't know. I'd buy it. It'd be a $5
bet. All right.
Just so I could put it on my wall and be like, look, take a look. Look how good I was in pre-algebra, because I was not.
Yeah,
I was
not
my
either.
Thing. All right, let's go to Casey. Casey, what do you want to brag about, Casey?
Okay, hey guys. Listen, here's what I got. 1982, the Who did one of those 75 farewell tours.
Yeah.
Right.
My wife was a therapeutic masseuse. Roger Daltrey was known for having a bad back, and also known for not tipping. So what he did was, it's true. What he did was, as a tip for her, took out a cassette of Who's Next, wrote inside the cover, love you, and autographed it for her.
Wow.
I mean, at that point, she should have been like, I'd rather have the cash.
Believe me, I agree. I agree.
Wow.
Also, I just love
that he's got the cassette on him. He's like, oh, that was a great massage. Let me put my shirt on. You know what you might like? Take a look at this. I've got a cassette in my pocket.
That's why his back was bad. He had all those cassettes in his jacket.
And a cassette that was halfway played through. Nice. It really want to get funny through
wow.
with it.
That's great.
Vain much?
What would that be worth? What would a cassette of...
Well, I can't find a cassette, but a record signed by Daltrey is in the 100 to 300 range.
That's a good tip.
And that's
you
who's
wait
next.
On it, right?
Yeah, that's who's next.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Let me sneak a second one in.
All right.
Also,
all right.
What I got is you guys on the radio do press photos, whatever.
Sure.
You know, you have a kit. I have one also from K-Rock of Howard Stern signed by him, black and white.
Awesome.
From back in the day. Is that...
So it's a black and white headshot of him?
Yes. Yeah. It's a K-Rock.
Yeah.
It says K-Rock on the bottom, black and white. It's him with the long... bad Louis the 14th hair.
Mm. Yeah,
that's my favorite head. Howard Stern when he's got that. He's rocking that long, curly Louis the 14th hair. Mm.
Yeah, he was funny then. Yeah,
he's still funny.
I'm not finding. I'm not finding anything like that online right now. I think it's just eBay only goes back about 3 or 4 months.
Casey, you remember when Howard came to Chicago? You remember that? Then he did that press conference and he railed on all the guys that were on the loop at the time.
Yeah, I know. What are you believe me? Why do you think I don't listen no more?
I just thought that was funny. I just thought I feel like Chicago just missed it. I was young at the time, so I got caught up in it too. But thinking back, what a great stunt to come in and just rip on all the people that are there. That's totally a bit. He's doing a bit.
Yep.
Anyway, great.
Oh yeah, he was hilarious once. We all did get caught up in it. He was funny once, and now it's like kind of sad. It's like an old lady with bad hair.
Thanks, Casey.
Okay. Have a good night, guys.
I don't know, man. I think Howard's funnier than ever right now. He always is. He's got a good supporting cast. But mm-hmm. All right. Okay, let's go to, let's see, what do we got? Let's go with Kathy. Kathy, welcome to the Swap Meet. What do you want to brag about?
Hi. I have a set of Ford Beetle bobbleheads.
Wow.
And on the bottom, it says, Gong Show.
Okay.
Gong Show.
On the
show.
Bottom.
Hmm.
Yeah, and they're from the 70s.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering.
We're looking at
anything.
The Gong Show's throwing me for a loop.
I'll do the, I should do more.
Yeah, Gong Show. I don't know what.
Yeah. I need to do more computer-like sounds when Greg is looking
right.
for stuff. So I'm like, boop, boop, doop, boop, doop, boop,
right.
doop, boop, doop.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. You said they were in the boxes?
They're not in boxes,
okay.
No. They are from the 70s,
sure.
So...
okay.
That I know.
All right.
But they're not in the box. They may have been in a box at one time,
yeah, no problem.
But...
yeah. Right. It's too bad because if you had the earlier ones, the 60s, a set of four of those are going upwards of $6,000.
What?
I'm trying to find
what?
A 70s, see what those are going for. If you're sure they're the 70s.
That's what the 60s like. You'll
yeah.
get them for $40,000. 70s, yeah. It's $15.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid I'm going to tell her. Let's see.
What's your go-to,
upwards
Kathy?
Of 1,000.
What's your go-to Beatles song?
If you were up on a mountaintop,
what's my favorite Beatles
yeah,
song?
Yeah, what's your go-to?
Just
give me one.
She said.
Ah.
Any of them. You know, I collect the Beatles.
Right. No, I like it. It's a good selection.
Yeah,
good selection.
I had called earlier with the posters, but they were reproductions. So.
Right. Yeah, that's a problem.
All right, thanks,
yeah.
Kathy.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Thanks for calling, Kathy.
Okay.
I thought she'd say, and I love her. I'm just looking for an excuse to, I'll give you everything.
You only have a few worked up.
I
you
only
gotta,
know
yeah.
what I do.
Nice.
To dance with me. So much, man.
Well, hopefully she could check the dates. Hopefully they're 60s and not 70s, so she has something better.
All right, 312-981-7200. My favorite. I mean, we're getting some really good ones tonight. This is so good. 224 sends in a picture, and says, I hear these are worth something. This is a late 2013 edition. Good for hugging. It's a picture of her kid.
Oh.
Or his kid. Oh, that's so great.
The heartstring.
And the best part is the picture has a radio. You could see the radio in the background, and they say they're playing WGN.
Nice, very
and
nice.
And the baby is sleeping.
Oh.
Get that kid up.
That's right.
Second half of the swap meet's up next. There might be some good stuff.
That's right.
You might be interested. 312-981-7200. Greg Flam is here. Justin Kaufman, it's the download. It's the swap meet. Stay with us.
It's time for swap meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure. Like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam.
Second half.
That's right.
Bring
the
it.
Second half of the Swap Meet. 312-981-7200. What do you want to brag about? Got some memorabilia. You got some collectibles. Got a favorite Beatles song?
There we go.
I'll sing it. I'm in a singing mood. It's a way to counteract these terrible weather. Just get some real first class.
That could be your next segment, though. Like, yeah. Spin Magazine used to do the Desert Island disc.
Right.
And you could do, like, if you're on a hilltop with a six-pack, what Beatles song are you going to play? What's your go-to Beatles song?
I got me and Jim are up on the mountaintop.
Yeah.
And with the hilltop, and we've got our motorcycle and our six-pack of Strohs.
Yep.
What song we'll be singing together?
Go-to Beatles songs for okay. pizza.
That's right. Joe, why don't you start us off second half? Joe, what do you want to brag about?
Hey, welcome back after your, what, two-week hiatus?
Yeah, hey. Ray, good to see you, buddy. How are you?
Good to good hear enough.
You.
Yeah. Hey, listen, my man cave is getting a little bit sparse for real collectibles and, you know, notables.
Okay, all right.
So I asked a lady to go into her lady cave.
Okay.
And lo and behold, she came out with three gifts that her mom gave her. So we're in our 70s, so this has to be, I don't know, 60, 70-plus years old. Porcelain dolls, roughly 18 inches tall, all three.
Okay.
One is Laurel and Hardy. Laurel has the classic bowler hat on that
awesome.
Tips, if you will.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. awesome.
And Charlie Chapman, complete with cane that he can twirl.
Okay.
Now, it says porcelain dolls on the long rectangular boxes with a plastic visibility screen. You can see the faces. But there's no other designation other than saying porcelain dolls. Mm-hmm. The boxes have been abraded to the point where I don't know where it was made, who made it, blah, blah, blah. And normally I like to have more detail for you guys.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. But still, that's so awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. Just Charlie Chaplin and Laurel and Hardy. That's awesome.
Yeah. And they're remarkably lifelike. You know, even to the rouge on the face, which they used back in those days in the pictures.
Okay.
Yeah. Not rouge, but the coloration, if you will.
Are the outfits they're wearing color, or are they just black, like black clothing, or are they like browns and blues?
A little combination.
Okay.
Hardy is all black.
Okay.
And the other ones are a little bit variation.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to find them for you.
Wow. Okay. That's cool.
I mean...
They are collectible, put it that way.
And you had the boxes, you said?
Yes. They're kind of, you know, a little bit abraded, if you will.
Yeah, and any other markings on the box that might help?
No, that's, you know, as I said, I normally like to have more detail for you so you can properly identify it, but not, they're lacking in this case.
Yeah, there seems to be three different dolls.
Wow.
And the high end is 2,000, or no, I'm sorry, 75 to 1,000, and the Hardy one seems to get 200 consistently. But
so Laurel
it might not be the one you have, though. I'm just saying the three different kinds I'm finding.
Anything on the Chapman?
Not. No. The Chaplin was the 75 to 1,000. Laurel and Hardy were about 200 each. Yeah.
Wow, geez.
Gotcha.
I will say this, Joe.
Yep.
You've entered into the realm of possible pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's pretty cool. Possible. I can't give it away too early, but I feel like this is a good one.
I feel like a contender.
Yep,
yeah,
that's right.
He went
well,
into the
technically,
she
said, yeah, I was going to technically, your wife is a contender.
Right.
True. You mean I have to share it with her?
Oh. Yep, well, you got to half it.
Sharing is caring.
She's kind of blah. She just likes pepperoni. I like the whole shebang.
Well, there you go. You can do half pepperoni and the whole shebang. All right. I'm not giving it to you yet, Joe. I don't know.
We'll see.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks for calling again.
Thanks, guys. Adios.
Talking to you, man. All right, let's keep going. Diane, what do you want to brag about, Diane?
Oh, you guys are going to love this one.
All right.
Okay.
When I was probably 10 or 11, my girlfriend and I used to ride our bikes
into town, and we would get baseball cards, Topps baseball cards.
Mm.
So I have the whole set of Topps baseball cards from 1965 and 66.
Wow.
And actually, we just went for the gum, and I had the cavities to show.
All right.
To prove that we got it. But I've got all these Topps baseball cards.
Isn't that good? That is good, right? 65, 66.
Oh, yeah. Those are the years you want. Yeah. Pre-70s. Yeah.
But 60s, I would think a full set would actually get the job done here.
Yeah, so here's some questions. You did not put them in the spokes of your bicycle, first off, right? Tell me
No.
Okay. Okay, good. I looked them up.
They've been in an equally old Sears shoebox.
All right, good.
With a rub around it.
Okay, so in that condition, that would be called ungraded. You're probably looking at an approximate $1,000 for the complete set of either year, 65 or 66. Now, the ones that have been graded are going between $2,000 and $3,000 that have been graded. So it's something you might want to look into, whether it's worth spending the money to get them graded. I would maybe try to take them to like a sports shop and just get a couple opinions just to see if you should get them graded or not.
Hmm.
Okay, but if there's folds and stuff like that, then you probably might not want to do that.
No, they're in perfect condition. They rarely have seen the light of day.
Good.
And I don't just have one of each player. I might have four or five of each guy.
Okay, but you think you have a complete set. That's the important thing, is you got to have at least one complete set. If you have extras, that's fine.
Yeah, yep, I do.
Good, yeah.
That's awesome, Diane. And think how much it would be worth if you would have kept the gum in there.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
You would save so much money. Your dentist would have...
Dental bills alone.
You're right.
Awesome. Thanks, Diane. That's good a good
call.
One.
Thank
I
you.
Like that.
Well, thank
it.
You very much.
Oh, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right. 312-981-7200. Let's keep going here. Let's do some of the texts. Let me get through here. Did we find anything on the Luray turquoise Cholet pot?
No, I'm not finding anything.
Forget
that.
It could be a POWMIA. That's 815.
Okay.
POWMIA from Vietnam War bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
Engraved with a soldier's name from Karen. Wow.
From what I could tell, they're $40 to $100 what they're going for, but they made three or four different kinds, so obviously you want to do some more diligence on that.
All right. That's a good one. 847's got the Sports Illustrated with Mike Tyson on the cover, biting Evander Holyfield's ear off, practically mint condition.
Wow. But,
so that's the one where I remember the one I read about Mike Tyson where it was the article in Sports Illustrated that was all about how he grew up and the stories in Brooklyn or wherever he grew up in New York and gang initiation, watching people die. And I was like a 10-year-old kid. You know, it was like, oh, Mike Tyson's video game. Let me read this. Eye-opener on the world around us, but I don't think it was that one because I think it was when Tyson was on top, but it could have been that one.
Wow.
Just biting his ear off. Yikes.
Looks like at the most they're getting, with a certificate of authenticity, all that, you know, $95. $50 to $60.
That's pretty good. 224 says, been going through stuff in our basement. We found our box of old weed pipes. And bongs.
All right.
Lots of decorative and all shapes, colors, and sizes. Can't wait for recreational legalization so these two old goats can pretend we're back in the 60s. This time we don't have to go all the way down to Old Town just to the shelf in our guest room to pick one out. It's too bad Old Town has changed anyway. That's awesome.
That is.
That's just awesome for the mental imagery of this this person and their significant other hanging out with their long beards and bell-bottom pants.
Yep.
Hey, man, I'm going to get another glass bowl. Yeah, let's do it, buddy.
Nice. I'm sure there's a market for that. So hold on to those. And hopefully legalization and all that and will come to pass.
Yeah, hopefully. They've held on to them for decades. I think they'll be okay, right?
Yep.
I love it. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Nancy. Nancy, what do you want to brag about, Nancy?
Well, I have Johnson Brothers Bone China dinnerware. and it's octagonally shaped, and it has a kind of an oriental motif around the edge.
Wow.
But the thing that is most curious about this set, and it's a set for 12, is that the creamer, which was broken, and this set is maybe about 150 years old.
Wow.
The creamer was broken in several places, and it was stapled back together.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, the staples are crimped on the inside, and it becomes the topic of discussion at every dinner party, but it is stapled, and it does not leak at all.
Wow.
Wow.
That is.
I have to admit, Nancy, when I read the text that said Nancy Johnson Brothers porcelain dinnerware, I thought it was Brothers Johnson, the funk band from the
70s,
late 70s.
Right.
I was like, they had dinnerware? The guys who did
Heatwave, right?
Roller skating music did dinnerware? Sorry.
No, I'm wondering if it's worth anything just as a curiosity.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Just various sets are between 300 and 600, but I'm going to try just putting staple in there just for the heck of it and see if anyone else had that.
We thought that maybe they heated up the staples so hot that they glided through, mm-hmm. but how did they crimp them on the inside? So that just kind of shat that.
Wow, yeah,
we
I'm not
no
finding
idea.
Anything with a staple in it, but yeah, I'm sure it's probably going to be higher than 600, what you have, so...
sure.
You know, do some more research, and if you want to send in a picture, and I'll try to help you with that as well.
Love it. Thanks,
sure,
Nancy.
I will.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Didn't Brothers Johnson do, I'll be good to you, good to you,
it
good
sounds familiar.
To you? That was the song that Chaka Khan redid with Quincy Jones in the mid-80s, but that was an original. Yeah.
Oh, Pete, you nailed it.
Beats by Zim.
Beats by Zim.
Oh, this would be my karaoke jam. Here we go.
Okay, cool.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for coming out tonight. I'm going to sing an old song from the 70s. Are we ready? Here we go. I don't have a lyrics all over, but here we go.
I want to know.
Yeah.
Baby, just how you feel.
Flashbacks of disco wheels on 59th Street.
I want to know.
Oh, man, I could do this one all night.
Awesome.
Like I said, the next hour. Oh, Patty's show starts at 11:09. Oh, we're done. 312-981-7200. That is a great song, by the way.
It is.
And I've learned, too, with karaoke. We do karaoke night at the house on Saturday nights. Now that YouTube's so easy on the TV, you can just go right to the karaoke tracks. And some of the go-to, the standbys that I've had in my life, I try to do them again, and I'm getting older, and the voice, I blame it on talk radio. I can't get there anymore. So you know what I do now? And Pete, this for you as well. I just go everything country. Like I treat every song I do, whatever register, whatever it is, as if I'm a Waylon Jennings. I just come in with us like this, and it works every time. I can sing a Miley Cyrus jam. I could do that one, Brothers Johnson. I could do any Chaka Khan song and be like, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan. You just keep the low register and it works. Now you're a little bit, you can bring a little country.
I'm proud of you for not going the auto-tune route. I just want to say that right now.
That's the OG auto-tune.
Right.
Just do everything country. 312-981-7200. It's the downloaded swap meet. We'll take our last break here. We'll come back and we'll get to everybody's on the line and the texts that are coming in. Stay with us. It's downloaded swap meet. Wrapping up here, Greg Flam at Two Page Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. Let's go to Beverly. Beverly, what do you want to brag about, Beverly?
Well, I've got a 1948 Wurlitzer jukebox. My aunt had it with a tavern off of 294 by between Racine and Kenosha. And when I was a kid, my dad used to take me there. I have it in my basement. And it plays the original big records of 78. At the time we got it, they said we could put it into a CD, but we never did. So, and when my grandkids come over, we all put the nickel and the dimes in and play, and they all have a good time.
Oh, awesome.
I know. The records alone on it are old.
Sure.
I have some Caruso records. It's unbelievable.
That's so cool.
Yep.
It is very, very nice.
That's an awesome brag, Beverly. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's worth a lot of money, too, but just the idea that you're able to get that from
just an average
bar entertain the family, and
that's
great.
No, yeah. No, just average condition, they're like 1800. This isn't like fully restored, just average, maybe barely working your 1800.
No, it's working.
Yeah, so you're more than that, then. You're probably in the 3000 range, but definitely have that checked out.
There was a
guest on WGN recently. They're in Lyle. They fix jukeboxes. They were recently on someone's show. I can't remember.
Well, they had
Rick Pearson, I think.
The fella right around the corner refinishes them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a wood that's a curved wood.
Right.
And that wood came, I think he said, from Tennessee. It took a year to get that wood to, you know, actually make it. But otherwise,
curved,
it's working perfectly, you know.
Love it. Yeah. Love it.
We'll look into getting it fixed.
Beverly, that was awesome. Thank you so much. I love that. I love the sentimentality.
Yep.
Thank you for calling in. All right, let's go to Anita. Anita, what do you got, Anita? What do you want to brag about?
Hi. Well, I didn't know it was a bragging show. I just turned it on and I was driving home. But I do have a doll that I got when my mother in California, she saved everything. And I took this home. It's the Cassius Clay Ball Doll with the boxing outfit. And it's just Cassius Clay, so I figure it must be worth something.
Yeah, all right.
The packaging and everything, well, you know.
Wow.
I like that. I like that a lot. That's also like a very specific, they're making dolls
right.
for Cassius Clay.
Yeah.
That they must have been so mad when he made the name change. They're like, oh, come on.
Right.
Yeah, right.
He just made these
right.
dolls.
It's a Barbie size type of doll.
Right. I'm not finding that. I'm finding many other.
In a cardboard packaging.
Right.
And, it's just in the drawer. So I thought, it's probably worth more now than it was a few years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I had the guy who did the bio on Ali was in here and talking about Cassius Clay because he was a star, but it was after he had the big fight. It was right the day after that he said he's changing his name. So imagine the doll investors are like, no!
Really?
Right. No one thought about the doll investors.
Yeah, right. Right.
All right. Well,
I'm not finding the Cassius Clay one, but there's many Muhammad
awesome.
Ali ones, and they're, you know, upwards of 100 to 300. I would think yours is more because of the name, yeah. earlier name. So,
where would you go with that to show somebody?
You can go to Antique Toy Shop, or if you want to send me a picture and we can talk back and forth on that, I can help you.
All right, there you go.
Okay.
On Facebook.
Thanks, Anita. All right, there we go. Another swap meet in the books. Tonight, we're going to give away a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. I got to give it to Joe.
Yeah.
Joe calls in all the time, and I appreciate it. I'm always in the zone. I'm always like, let's go to Joe. Joe, what do you want to brag about? He's like, hey, I'm like, oh, I know that voice. But the idea in my head that he went to his wife and is like, hey, you're going to need to go up in the attic and go through some stuff.
Yeah,
I'm running out of stuff in my area, so you need to get the boxes down. Well, I'm kind of busy. No, you need to do it now. So, so Joe, you get the pizza tonight. Thanks for playing. Greg Flamm, of course, can be found at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter, and he joins us every Wednesday here on the Swap Meet. Greg, have a great week. I hope the weather gets better so we get some garage
sales. Yeah, better weather. Thanks for having me.
Buddy.